This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. In Bihar, seven new ministers were inducted in the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet in an expansion of Council of Ministers yesterday. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered the oath of office to seven MLAs from the JP Kota in the oath ceremony held at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The new ministers who subscribed the oath are Sanjay Saravgi, Krishna Kumar Mantu, Dr. Sunil Kumar, Motilal Prasad, Raju Kumar Singh, Vijay Kumar Mandal and Jivesh Kumar. With this expansion, the number of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet has reached 36, including the chief minister. Earlier in the day, Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal resigned from the cabinet to conform with his party's policy of one person, one post. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju hated at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for claiming that Narendra Modi government has reduced the number of beneficiaries of scholarships from the SC, ST, OBC and minority communities. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said Minority Affairs Ministry has empowered minorities like never before under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that there has been an increase in scholarships, opportunities and transparency. Election for the post of Deputy Speaker in the Delhi Assembly will be held today. Delhi Assembly in its list of business mentioned that Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will table a proposal to make BJP MLA Mohan Singh Bisht the Deputy Speaker. Mr. Bisht is the MLA from Mustafabad constituency. Apart from this, the discussion on the CAG report related to the liquor policy of the previous government will also continue in the House. The CAG report was presented in the House on Tuesday. Government has constituted a six-member committee to revise the norms of providing financial assistance to national sports federations. According to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, the committee will be headed by Joint Secretary Sports Kunal. The ministry said after the Paris Olympic, a new Olympic cycle has started, which necessitated the need for review of the norms in view of the evolving circumstances. The committee will submit its report within 15 days. The norms of providing financial assistance to national sports federations were last revised by the ministry in 2022. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived on a four-day visit to Gujarat. She was welcomed at Vadodara Airport by Governor Acharya Devrat and Minister of State Jagdish Vishwakarma. During her four-day visit, President Murmu will visit several places in Kevadia and Kutch districts. She is also scheduled to attend two convocation ceremonies in Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed on the need to ensure that aspirations and interests of Global South are fully represented on the global stage. In his address at the Japan-India-Africa Business Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has consistently championed this cause, whether through the Voice of the Global South summits or its G20 presidency. He emphasized that India's approach to Africa has always been guided by a deep-rooted commitment to building long-term and mutually beneficial partnerships. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on a two-day visit to India from today. This will be President Leon's third visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in the evening today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission on Friday. The Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj has successfully concluded tonight. Over 66 crore 30 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip so far across the 45-day-long spiritual mega event. The Mahakumbh also witnessed many prominent personalities. These include President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Bhutan King Jigme Khesen Namgyal Wangchuk, foreign delegates, governors and chief ministers of various states, as well as several union territories who took the holy dip in the Sangam. Our correspondent reports that over 1 crore 53 lakh devotees took the holy dip yesterday, which was celebrated on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan defeated England by 8 runs at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. With this defeat, England team was eliminated from the tournament. Chasing a victory target of 326 runs set by Afghanistan, England were all out for 370 in 49.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.